What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Wednesday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. This podcast being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. The promo code is juice at checkout to activate the savings at OmahaSteaks.com, including $89.99 for the spectacular burger package. 24 burgers, just $89.99 at OmahaSteaks.com/ with the promo code juice. So I'm a bit under the weather tonight. I don't know what I'm battling, but I've been dealing with a cold or sinuses or something, but I'm taping this a little bit earlier than normal because I need to go to sleep. So just one of those, I don't know, situations where you get run down, you get tired, you get sick. So I got the day off for my other show tomorrow. So I'm going to kind of lounge around and try to heal up and feel a little better tomorrow. So this podcast is going to be a little bit quicker than normal just because of feeling a little bit under the weather, but I got three plays for you like normal in three different sports. We'll keep that going. One quick little note. A couple of you guys got upset at the contest that I announced yesterday, the accuracy contest. You can join it by going to bettingpros.com/accuracy. There is a full terms and conditions or rules on our Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat, to go and find out all about this contest. But somebody asked me, like, I thought we were all a community. Why are we doing this bleep measuring contest? I don't think it's that. I mean, I said that in the last night because so many people love to come in and talk about fading my plays or whatever, how great they are as gamblers or what they've done. And this is a chance to put your money where your mouth is, literally. Like, you guys know what I bet every day. I tell you overnight, here's the play. Do what you want with it. You guys can do whatever you want with this contest. You can play it or not. It's up to you. But I am curious. I do want to watch it. A Betting Pros premium yearly subscription is not cheap. $25 to the Betting Pros store gets you some pretty cool swag, hats and t-shirts for Daily Juice and Betting Pros. So it's a fun contest, but don't enter it if you don't want to enter it. No one's making you, but maybe it's something you want to do. You don't have to sync your sports book, by the way. If you want to just enter the pick ahead of time, you can enter the pick ahead of time and just say, hey, this is what I'm playing. So if you play with somebody who isn't exactly on the legal side of things, if you know what I mean, you can do that still. You can put up the play and do an ROI contest. So it's about return on investment, right? So I don't know why that was stirring up some people to get upset, but maybe you're some of the people that go on the Discord channel and say things about my picks and you now have to do it yourself and you're a bit concerned. I don't know. It's a contest. Do it if you want. If you don't, you don't have to. It starts today. Month of May contest every Monday. I'll update you as to where we are on the leaderboard for who is leading our contest. Okay. So let's get to it. I don't love the board tonight. I'm going to be honest. We went 2-2 last night. We got the Carolina Hurricanes to win game one and win the series. That came in. Got the Phillies money line. That came in. We lost on the Pacers. They got worked by the Bucks, and the Preds came back down 1-0 in the third period, rallied to score two goals and win the game 2-1 over Vancouver. So we lost about 0.28 units yesterday is what we're down. Basically the juice from what? So down a little bit. We were up on Monday, still up for the week, but not a lot, like 0.6 or something, half a unit or so up for the week as we head towards Wednesday. Okay, let's talk Boston and Miami. The team total for Boston in the first half is 55.5. This is super low. Now, Boston cleared both of these in both game one and game two. Boston cleared 55.5 easily, scored nearly 70 in game one and over 60 in game two. Total is 198.5. No Porzingis for the Celtics. Now, that might be the adjustment, but that feels like an over adjustment to me because it gives more shots for Derek White, who scored 38 in the last game. 8 threes. He won't do that again, but he'll have open opportunities to score, and it gives Tatum more freedom. Al Horford's going to play a little bit more, but I think Boston will play a bit more up tempo without KP on the lineup. So 55.5, I'm going to play the over. This seems too low. Boston team total in the first half, game five at home against the Miami Heat. We're going over 55.5. First half team total -110 for the Boston Celtics up against the Miami Heat tonight. Bet number two, Kansas City's a dog. to the Blue Jays today, and I'm not really sure why. It's Seth Lugo up against Chris Bassett. Seth Lugo is 4-1 with a 1.66 ERA. He's got a 1.11 whip, and he's been really good. They've won 4 of his 5 starts. He had one bad start against Baltimore at home 2 starts ago. But his road starts, he has yet to give up a run on the road. He's been great. 7 innings both times, 0 earned runs, 4 hits against the White Sox, and no hits against the and 3 hits against the Tigers. Now you might go, Matt, look who they're playing, but I mean the Blue Jays are 8-6. The Blue Jays are okay. Royals won 4-1 yesterday behind Ragans. Chris Bassett's not been great. He's been okay. He's 2-4 with a 5.64 ERA. The team has lost his last 2 starts. He gave up 7 earned runs at home against the Dodgers in his last start. Gave up 2 earned and 4 runs against the Padres. Lost that 6-3. He beat the Yankees and beat the Seattle Mariners at home. He was good. 1 inning and 6 and a third in 1 inning, 6 2/3 against New York and Seattle. Gave up 4 earned runs in his first start, though, on the road at Houston. So he's been better at home than he has been on the road. And he is at home here. But I like the Royals lineup. I like the Royals pitching, and I get plus money. I get plus 115. I'm jumping on it. Royals money line plus 115 up against the Blue Jays here for 1 unit. And lastly, we go to hockey, Edmonton and the LA Kings. Edmonton, look, I know the first inclination here is to bet the over, okay? But game 1 was 7-4. Game 2 was 5-4. Game 3 was 6-1. Game 4 was 1-0, all right? This feels like a low-scoring game. Now, later in the series you go, the less likely it is to get a wide open game, the more likely you get really low scoring games. The total is 6.5. It's minus 125 to the under. This is more of a feel play more than anything else, that the last game is going to be more similar to how the series is going to go and not the 3 previous games in which we saw 11, 9, and 7 goals being scored. 6.5 is a big number in the playoffs. I'm going to bet the under here. Oilers and the Kings under 6.5 at minus 125. 1.25 units down on that. Okay, 3 bets for us going here today on a Wednesday. Celtics team total first half over 55.5 at minus 110. Royals money line plus 115 on the road against the Blue Jays. In Edmonton and the Kings under 6.5 at minus 125 for 1.25 units. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.